Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with depression. In Jeremiah 15, verse 16, we read, "Your words were found, and I did eat them, and they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." People in Bible times dealt with depression too. Elijah got so depressed that he said in 1 Kings 19, verse 4, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life." Whoa, that's depression, isn't it? Job said in Job 10, verse 1, "I loathe my very life." And David wrote in Psalm 42, verse 6, "My soul is downcast." Now, when you're clinically depressed, you should seek professional help, just like you would for any other malady in your physical body. But the kind of depression we're talking about here is when your motivation is drained. Your desire to pursue God is gone. Your conversations have turned sour. You're blind to your blessings. Your enthusiasm is forced, and you're in a daze regarding the future. If that's where you are, here are six possible causes that will help you. First, sin. Yep, sin is like having a stone in your shoe. You'll have no peace until you get it out. No vacation, job change, relationship change, or doctor will heal it. But the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse it, if you're willing to confess it. Second cause for depression can be greed. King Ahab's obsession with owning Naboth's vineyard made him so miserable and depressed that it affected not only him, but his entire family. And a third reason for depression can be comparisons. Constantly comparing yourself to other people will depress you. That's why the Apostle Paul writes and says, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12, "Don't compare yourself with others." Number four, speaking negatively. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "The tongue can bring death or life, and those who love to talk will reap the consequences." The fifth cause for depression can be fatigue. Jesus called his disciples aside to rest. Why? Because he recognized that when fatigue walks in, faith walks out. And the sixth cause for depression can be unforgiveness, which produces bitterness and resentment. When you refuse to forgive somebody, you carry them like an albatross around your neck. So, what's the remedy for depression? Well, often it starts with something as simple but imperative as prayer and Bible reading. Jeremiah, who battled depression, wrote, "When your words came, I ate them, and they were my joy and my heart's delight." And that's the word for you today.